Listening. Part 2. Let's practice. Exercise 3.
So, Jane, here we are at Radio Star. Thanks for coming. Let's talk about your eating preferences. What kind of food do you prefer?
Well, I'm not a good cook and time is short. So, my meals are very basic. I usually have milk and toast for breakfast. Sometimes, when I wake up in a good mood after an excellent night's sleep, I make some pancakes.
And what about lunch?
Oh, lunch is the most important meal of the day for me. I have a two-course meal, usually soup or salad, and a main course, often fish.
And what do you usually have for supper?
I have a light supper, a couple of sandwiches, and a glass of hot milk.
Hot milk? Why? Isn't it more common to drink a cup of tea before going to bed?
Yes, but for me, milk works better. It helps me relax and get ready for a good sleep.
You have already told me you're not a very good cook, but I suppose you like to eat.
Yes, I love eating, especially desserts. That's something I haven't told you yet.
What is your favourite dessert?
One I've seen on TV in the Gordon Ramsay programme Hell's Kitchen. It's a delicious lemon tart.
So, you do cook?
Oh no, my mum gave me this recipe.
This town is famous for its fabulous restaurants. Do you have a favourite one?
Yes, the Chinese restaurant in Main Street and the Italian Filippo's downtown. These are my favourite. The Chinese restaurant is one of the oldest in town. It opened in 1980. It serves tasty, traditional Chinese food. The decor is also very typical, and the waiters and waitresses are very friendly. Oh, and the stir-fried vegetables are fantastic! Filippo's offers a variety of Italian dishes, from pasta to pizza, or extremely good lasagna. It's very cheap, only £14 for a meal, and you can listen to Italian music on Friday evenings. The only problem is that it is always full. You need to book in advance. I think that if I was asked to choose only one as the most outstanding, I would go for this one.
So, Jane, thanks again for being here with us.
The pleasure was mine.